Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist with us like always as we broadcast here on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Kim and Lavoie, they are your best defense. On the line now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your pro football picks into $10,000 at radio.com/picks. And you can also play against me as well there. So make sure to get your picks in. I've already got mine in for week number one. Michael, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
No problem. Excited to be here. Great to start the season.
Great to start the season for sure. We were just talking about earlier in the hour before you joined us about the Packers releasing their first depth chart and looking at guys like Lancaster and Lowry and Oren Burks on the defensive side of the football and kind of just getting that sinking feeling when you look at that side of the football at this point with those three guys. How do you evaluate this team, the roster, and how it stacks up amongst the rest of the division?
Well, you know, I mean, look, defensively, they got to prove they can stop a running game, right? I mean, like last year when you can't get control of the run game and then they did really nothing that you would say, well, that's really going to fix that problem, right? They didn't sign somebody that could do it. You know, they've got two really good outside rushers and the two Smith boys, and they're going to have to find a way to be able to play with more consistency up front, whether it's Lancaster, who I haven't seen do it, you know, Kenny Clark's there, Dean Lowry, Montrevious Adams is another guy that's got to come through for them. But, you know, their depth of the defensive line isn't exactly staggering, you know, so they currently have five defensive linemen on their team, which I think is going to be problematic, specifically as we get into this season when conditioning is going to be really one of the key components to winning the games in September. So, look, I think everybody's concerned about the Packers. Last year they had 13 wins. Vegas set their win total at 9, which is a four-game deficit, which is really uncommon in terms of the bookmakers being that dramatically below the number from the year before. So we'll see how it all plays out.
And, you know, you look at the secondary, and you probably still can say, Michael, that it's developing. I mean, you've got a high pick in King, Jaire Alexander, Savage, who got hurt a little bit last year. You bring over Amos. So still on the back end, they still have some things to prove.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, here's the reality, Leroy. They're going to go right after Kevin King. I mean, everybody goes after Kevin King, stays away from Jaire Alexander. And, you know, you're going to have to prove that King can cover. And then when you get into sub, can Josh Jackson cover? You know, do they have three corners that can cover? Because Smith, you know, Zadarius and Preston both can put pressure on the passer. But you and I both know that when we were little kids playing in the backyard, if you counted the three Mississippi, nobody got open. If you counted the five Mississippi, everybody got open, right? You know, and that's football. You know, we want to complicate this game a lot, but that's the reality. When you have pressure, you know, no one gets open. When you don't have pressure, you don't care how good you cover. You can't cover these receivers. They know where they're going, and you don't. So, you know, I'm a little bit worried about them on defense. You know, I'm a little bit worried about them being able to fix their run support, be able to play with gap integrity, something I didn't think they did much of last year. And we'll see. You know, and that goes to the concern I have on offense. I mean, you know, we haven't even touched there.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I was going to go to the right tackle. It's going to be Billy Turner, but he's been banged up. You know, Wagner, they brought him in from Detroit. He's been banged up. But, you know, it's only two areas that really concern me. It was middle linebacker, and you touched on that, stopping the run and protecting Aaron Rodgers. When you only have four receivers, I mean, not a lot of receivers, that's an indication they're not going to throw the ball a whole lot anyway.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be an interesting year for Rodgers, right? I mean, we've seen since 2014, you know, his yards per attempt. In 13, he averaged 8.7. In 14, he averaged 8.4. You know, you go back to 2011, he averaged 9.2. 9.2 is remarkable, right? But since that year in 14, he's down 6.7. He's down 7.3, 7.0, 7.4, and 7.0. So his yards per attempt has been shrinking at a steady rate, which is concerning because that's telling you the quarterbacks you don't want to throw it down, doesn't trust the receiver, or doesn't have the protection. Something's going on. And you're not going to win Super Bowls. I can promise you this. You are not winning Super Bowls if you average 7 yards per pass attempt. That's just a fact. You're just not going to do it. You're going to be lucky to get to the playoffs. And it's hard to run the ball and score points in the National Football League.
And so you look at the offensive makeup, yeah, I mean, they keep four tight ends, they keep four receivers. It lends itself that maybe they're trying to take the football out of Aaron Rodgers' hands a little bit.
You know, if they do that, I mean, you know, you're not going to beat the Chiefs 16-13, right? You're not going to beat the good teams in the NFL 13-10. I mean, you know, as much as Lombardi would have liked to, you know, walk along the sidelines at Lambeau and win the close ones, the reality of this is a passing league. And this is about yards per attempt. This is about making big plays down the field. This is about being able to strike down the field, you know. And, look, we know this going in the game. People are going to double Devontae Adams. I mean, it makes no sense not to. They're going to ask, say, Lazarus, can you beat us? Valdez Scantlin, can you win one-on-one? And, you know, can that offensive line, especially with the right tackle liability? Lane Taylor's over 30 years old. Billy Turner, I didn't think was a great guard to begin with. Now he's going out to tackle on an island against some good rushers, assuming Danielle Hunter plays, or even if, you know, and Dockway plays. Those are two really good rushers. You better make sure he's got help, or he'll be in Aaron Rodgers' face all game.
Talking with Michael Lombardi, Radio.com Sports NFL insider, former NFL GM here on the Wendy's Big Show.
What does Gutekunst need to do looking at this roster moving forward? Because I think they really want to try to get Aaron Jones signed to an extension. I think they would really like to get Bautista signed to an extension. I mean, when this roster is set, they kind of know how the money shapes up. Do you think they may try to squeeze in another extension before next week? Or do you think they'll, at this point, just play it out and let these guys go into the final year of their deals?
Well, I think you got to be really careful about next year. You know, we know the cap's going to go down. Now, we know there's going to be a big TV deal. And look, one thing, these ratings for the month of September are going to be astronomical. They're going to put every other sport to shame. And the ratings are going to be incredible. And we know the TV partners, whether it's, you know, Netflix gets involved, whether Amazon Prime gets involved, whomever. You know, we know that's going to be huge dollars, and that's going to generate money into the players' account. But we also know because of COVID and because of losing revenues, that cap could go down $10 million, $20 million. It's not going to get lower than $175. So every extension you do, you're worried about what that cap looks like next year. I think you got to just take care of Aaron Jones. You take care of Bakari, because those are two of your better players. The one thing you can't do is find a left tackle. Those are hard to find. They got one in 2013 when they drafted this kid in the fourth round. So they know they've got a good player in him. Aaron Jones, I think, is really a good running back. He's a loose play back who can help in the passing game as well as a runner. So, you know, you're going to have to keep those guys, and you're just going to have to see what happens in the other areas and take a little bit less from some players.
Yeah, Mike, let me ask you a little bit about the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, that's their first game. They're going to go to Minnesota and play them. It feels like, and I look at a lot of publications, a lot of people still have the Packers winning this division, but it feels like Minnesota has done a lot, but it looks like they're going to have to depend on a lot of young players, first-year players, to get it done.
No doubt. I think they have. And, you know, look, Green Bay played, I think their two best games last year was when they played Minnesota. I mean, I think there's no doubt about that, you know, especially the game in Minnesota, you know, where they were able to really take that game over and win it, you know, by 13 points and really control the game, the whole game. And, you know, they created a bunch of turnovers. So, you know, for me, I think, you know, Minnesota's a team in transition. Their secondary is really young, whether it's Gladney, the kid they picked in the first round. Can he come back and play? Can he play at a high level? You know, and some of these other guys that they drafted are going to have to assume a role. But the key is really, you know, last year, Minnesota, when you study their football team and you break them down, they were not the type of team that Mike Zimmer typically has. They were not as good on third down defense as they were. They ranked 14th in the NFL. They need better than that. They need to be able to do that. And when they lost Michael Pierce, they lost a big guy inside. I think the Packers probably feel like they're going to try to run the ball on this team. But here's what I would say. If knowing Mike Zimmer, they're going to be much better on third down, you know, much better in terms of being able to. And I think they'll double the Packers receivers and then see if one of those other guys can get open on Gladney, get open on Danzler, get open on Hand or Holton or whoever, Holton Hill, whoever comes to cover him.
He is Michael Lombardi, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. And, of course, you've got your great podcast everybody listens to called the GM Shuffle.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're going to talk this week. We'll pick some games, see how that goes based on the betting line. It's interesting, you know, for Packer fans, you know, when you look at – and the betting line is really kind of an interesting – and I talk about this on Beeson all the time. The betting line is fascinating. When Mitchell Trubisky was named the starter, Detroit was a one-point favorite in that game. That line immediately went to 3 points. So that tells you something. There's always a story when the line moves. This Packer game now, it's remarkable. There's only been about 1,000 tickets written up on the game, and the bulk of the money is coming in on the Packers. The Packers and the Vikings are laying the points, you know, and Green Bay, and everybody's jumping all over it.
Well, we'll find out what happens. Michael, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate
it. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You bet you take care. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 at radio.com/picks. And again, I've got my picks in for the week. You can play against me all year long by simply going to radio.com/picks and see if you can beat my picks from week to week. I'm telling you now, I'm picking the Packers every week, and I'm going to pick against the Bears every week. So there, now you know. Coming up next, Larry Harris, former Bucks GM, now with the Golden State Warriors. Get his thoughts on what he's seen in the NBA playoffs so far. Straight ahead on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day.